Discover nature this week and the value of a rodent. Though some folks scream and climb the highest point possible when they see a rodent, there isn't a reason to avoid native rodent species, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation. The term rodent may raise images of disease-infested vermin living in garbage-strewn alleys. Actually, most of the negative images arise from two unwelcome imports, the house mouse and the Norway rat. These old-world immigrants are not typical of native rodents, though. Rodents make up the largest group of mammals. Besides rats and mice, they include squirrels, chipmunks, gophers, groundhogs, muskrats, and the largest rodent in North America, the beaver. Household pets like hamsters, gerbils, and guinea pigs are also classified as rodents. The word rodent comes from a Latin term and means gnawing, something that all rodents do. Rodents have special front teeth or incisors. We use our incisors when we eat corn on the cob. But unlike our teeth, a rodent's front teeth never stop growing. So gnawing is not just a habit to a rodent, it's necessary to keep their teeth worn down. Rubbish-drawn rats and mice are undesirable. But most rodents are harmless and beneficial, although they sometimes choose the wrong things to gnaw on. When a squirrel gnaws on your bird feeder or on your deck, it's not trying to be destructive, it's just practicing good rodent dental care. Rodents provide a natural link in their environment through seed dispersal, providing food for predators, and other benefits. For more information on native rodents in Missouri, go online to MissouriConservation.org. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take a minute to learn about and appreciate Missouri's native rodents and discover nature this week.